Revolution 30. Revolution 30. Revolution 30.
All right, welcome back. This is the Revolution 30 on 99.7 WLCQ. Here we are again. This is the first episode of the new year.
2008.
This is episode number 35 of the Revolution 30. We're inching up to a year of broadcasting.
Straight. 2008, let's make it great.
But, hey, we've got a special treat today. PC, Pastor Caleb, a.k.a. He is not with us today. I think he's working on a sermon, yeah. He said. But we got two guests. Well, first, we got Duke Martin.
What's up, y'all?
And we've also got my brother Jared Flower is with us.
Hi.
And there's a creepy little hello.
Hi. Hi there.
For all those 99.7Q fans, we have the one and only Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
DJ so, Mike Williams is with us up in the Beth.
So for your pleasure, Mike Williams is going to be double dipping on this show and then his show right after this.
Yes, Mike Williams.
Mike He's Williams who?
I know. You guys get a double dose.
Back then, didn't want me.
I know.
Now I'm hot. They all want
Mike
me.
Williams, yeah.
Mike Williams.
Hey, make sure you're eating the mic, guys.
I know.
Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Happy New Year, guys.
I know. It's weird. 2008.
I know.
I'm tired.
I'm still waiting for those rocket boots.
Feliz Año.
I'm still waiting for those the flying cars.
What's that mean? I know. Those hydrogen cars are getting closer to more production.
I know.
That's completely irrelevant right now, though.
Well, they have that. They had that big competition of who could make a 100 mpg car. And there's $10 million for any...
No way.
Yeah.
That's
and this, sweet. There's this...
That's miles per gallon for you, yeah. Acronym challenge.
There's this
people.
Group There's this group from... I think Y2K. There's people from MIT, Ohio State, and all these colleges. And they made... It was a Honda Civic, the hatchback, the CRX or whatever. And
Civic
they,
Nation.
Yeah, and then they put... they made... the biggest reason... It was already had a high MPG, but then they made it have even less because they created less drag.
Yeah.
Cool. So it looks really weird, but they got it up to 95 mpg.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy for a 1995 car.
No, it is.
So, I mean, they're getting there. They say they're the closest one to the running. So that
we'll be living 90 miles an hour.
At this point in people's lives, as the gas prices continue to just... Well, it's kind of leveled off around
100
here.
Bucks a barrel.
But yeah. But yeah, I mean, at this point, like, who cares about performance anymore? Like, who I will drive... I don't care if it takes me 15 seconds to get up to 50 miles per hour.
I care about performance, all right? Every Saturday, Berlin Turnpike.
I know.
Wow.
Be funny there, be square.
Funny thing is, like, a lot of these hybrids can outperform.
Halo.
Can outperform
Jared's,
straight gas.
Jared's sweet Tokyo Drift car.
It's,
That'd be a Lexus, all right?
I know.
Too fast, too
furious.
Too fast.
Granny shifting.
I know.
Granny too fast, shifting. Too furious, 50.
I know. Remember when everyone was doing that for a while? Like everyone, yeah. I got a cooler intake. Yeah. I got a.
Took out my neon lights that shone on the ground.
Dude, we were watching something last night, and you know Jeremy Piven, the actor.
Yeah.
He drives a hydrogen car, hydrogen powered. So that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
just
BMW.
Pour some Poland Spring up into your gas tank.
Like they say, the only emission is water.
Steam.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we could just like kill two birds with one stone, get a bunch of people. To get hydrogen cars and just have like people in Africa and everything just hang out the back, just get water.
Let's stop giving to like well drilling charities and
come on. I think that was a pretty good.
Or
pretty
we
good
could
idea.
All just go
that's,
back to that horses.
That is a horrible idea.
And carrying revolvers because that would be pretty sweet.
That would be cool.
I would love to.
Or Sam's knife.
No.
To horses,
I
like
know.
The Postman,
so
Kevin
violent.
Costner. Who's seen the Postman with Kevin Costner?
You guys and your
Beast.
Weird Kevin Costner.
Dude, Costner is the man.
I'm not a
bottom
Costner.
Line,
I have tin cup.
You've got Dances with Wolves on VHS.
I know we have Dances with Wolves.
It's right. It's
but
right
the thing is, it hasn't moved. It hasn't moved.
It's right there.
That's
WTV.
How you know it's there, though, because it hasn't moved. Who's got 6 hours to watch Dances with Wolves?
Dude, Costner is the only man who could be in an English movie. And not have an English accent.
Yeah, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. The only person in the whole movie without an English accent.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably because when they started production, was the first scene of the whole movie. He sounded so bad. His like he was trying to do an English accent and it sounded so bad. And the director's like, Kevin, don't do that.
It's like, just Robin Hood. I am Robin Hood. I am Kevin Costner.
Rich, I steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Like, your hair is awesome, though, so you got the part.
Pretty sweet.
And you
English
guys had the action
mold.
Figures?
The action figures,
his hair is kind of weird, though.
Have the action figures.
Dude, I had them all. I had the tree for him.
Do you remember the tree for him?
Yeah, you're too busy playing with Transformers.
Yeah. Or footballs.
Yeah.
Or my
just
karate belts.
Footballs. Did you have that Nerf ball, the bounce back that had the flat end?
Yes.
You could throw it. You could play with yourself.
That whistled when you threw it.
Of course, when I threw it,
John Elway could throw 300 yards.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
John Elway, you play football with a Vortex?
He threw it out of Mile High Stadium. That's because the air's so thin.
I know. The drag coefficient was like 0.04.
I know. Bernoulli effect.
Rambling.
What is going on?
Okay, we've got...
Because of the new
all,
year.
First
we
of
have.
All, we've got a goal today to keep it to actually 30 minutes. Probably not going to happen, but
I
we're shooting
it
for it. Because this is the Revolution 30, and we're sick of lying to you.
And Sam is betting 10 bucks that it's not going to happen.
Sam bets 10
it's
bucks.
So if you hear us just stop, and you don't hear anything after us, it's because I won't give Sam $10.
We didn't shake, on it, though.
I'm going to pull the plug at 29:30.
Okay, so we've got the top 10 oddball news stories of 2007, and some of these are kind of lame, and I think we might have talked about some of these earlier this year.
Which I'm proud of ourselves that we were in the know that much
at the time when these came out originally. But, okay, the number one story, do you have it up?
No.
Okay, I'll just go. I don't even know what some of these say. Okay. Number one, it's called the Major Head Case. Margaret Wegner underwent surgery in August to remove a pencil that had been stuck inside of her head for 55 years.
Wow.
The German woman had suffered from chronic headaches and nosebleeds after falling at age 4 with a writing implement in hand.
What?
The pencil went right through my skin and disappeared into my head, she said.
What?
It was too risky at the time to remove the 3-inch object, which did not pierce any vital parts of her brain. But thanks to significant technological improvements, this summer surgeons in Berlin were able to remove all but the pencil's tip. She
lead
left
poisoning.
It in for 55. She's 59. And she left it in for 55 years. And she was living with nosebleeds and headaches for her whole life. That's insane.
Wow.
Any thoughts?
Why did that happen?
Okay.
I think enough said on that
one. It's got an x-ray of
her
the
head.
Pencil.
Well,
it's just in the top of her head.
I'll do one quick story. I teach fifth grade Sunday school, and there's this one kid that stabbed this other kid with a pencil. And I just go, I'm not going to say his name, but I just go, why did you stamp him? And he goes, I know, I should have used my words. And I was just like, so that...
Stab him with your words?
No, he stabbed the kid with his pencil. I go, why'd you stab him with the pencil? He goes, I know, I should have used my words.
Should have verbally assaulted
him. I know.
That's horrible.
That's the life we live.
That is
every Sunday morning.
That is insane. Story number two. Skipping. Inappropriate. Story number three. Thou shall not run a red light. Have road rage, say Hail Marys. In June, the Vatican issued a list of 10 commandments for drivers as part of a 36-page document titled Guidelines for the Pastoral Care of the Road. According to the document, driving brings out the primitive side of man, and cars can be an occasion of sin. The guidelines call for such things as respecting speed limits and not using cell phones behind the wheel.
Why do we even need to do that? It's called not being a jerk.
Because the Vatican said so.
I know.
Hey,
okay. Sweet,
President
thanks.
Palmer says in the Allstate commercials that the drivers, the roads.
Palmer.
The roads.
Is it weird that it's all I think of?
I know. The roads aren't, full of drivers. They're full of people. And we need to look at it and treat people as if they're in our homes when we're driving.
As we eat dinner on the highway. What?
I know. I want him to read me the newspaper.
I know. He's got an awesome voice.
But like really close to my ear.
Him and James Earl Jones, real quick. Who would win? In a voice off.
Voice off.
Jones.
How about this?
He has his own Bible.
En route praying is encouraged, the document says, because the rhythm and gentle repetition of the rosary does not distract the driver's attention. Just don't close your eyes when you're praying, please. Yeah. Okay, guys? Because you're driving?
Right or am I right?
I promise.
Oh,
sweet
gosh.
Sweet silent, huh?
And we all know the story about the lady, Jennifer Strange, who was trying to win a Nintendo Wii gaming system. on the radio station in California, the quote, hold your wee for a wee contest. And she drank 8 ounces of water every 15 minutes for I don't know how long, but she died of water intoxication. You remember
she
that
story, drowned
right?
herself.
Yeah, she drowned herself internally, you know?
Wee wee.
Only in California.
That's the third week in a row we've talked about the Nintendo Wii.
Wii, yes. Wii. Because I made up that joke about the French saying, Wii, Wii.
Dude, they Wii, wanna, Wii yes, is cool I want for Wii. Like 10 minutes.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Okay, Pierre, are you speaking in... Are you speaking
Pierre,
in
Wii, Wii.
French right now?
Wii, Wii.
I mean...
So you want a yes, yes? We have no yes, yes.
No, Wii, you talking about the gaming system?
No, yes, yes.
The
Wii, Wii.
Gaming system? I don't know.
The yes, yes. They're okay. Both on bikes.
Wow,
with berets.
Stupid.
Have baguettes coming out of the front basket on the bikes.
Some fresh Madeleines.
Oh, I know.
I will continue to read these stories because I'm the only one that haven't pulled up my computer.
Yes.
Sleepwalking. My internet
in
doesn't work. HP.
HP. Yeah, we've all got Macs except Jared.
HP. Oh, crap.
British budget hotel chain Travelodge reported a sevenfold increase in sleepwalking from the previous year. 95% of the somnambulists had been naked men.
What?
The company released the results of its annual sleepwalker audit in October. Who has a sleepwalker audit? It reissued guidelines on how hotel staff should handle wandering snoozers. Why does Travelodge have more than other...
I don't know. One time I woke up and I had a dream that I was going to the bathroom and I woke up standing over the toilet.
Good thing you were in the,
I know.
In the toilet. Gosh.
It was a bizarre.
Dude, I that once happened to me, and I was okay. I was not at the toilet. I was in my bed still.
Really?
I wet the bed.
Wow. When it's I was right. a little kid, I guess I was sleepwalking. I wet the bed a lot until I was like 13.
He definitely did when he was little.
And
his room smelled like a monkey cage.
From what? That's funny.
Rubber
we shared
sheets.
A room.
You sit down.
We did share a room.
You sit down. The bed.
Dude, one time, I guess I was sleepwalking and I woke up and I was ready, engaged, about to relieve myself, right on my parents as I was standing at the foot of the bed.
Wow.
So I guess my dad grabbed
goes
me.
A little
just,
deeper than just.
I just peed all. I just peed all over the walls instead.
That's like suppressed anger.
He's like a dog.
He was like 4 or 5. And my dad just freaked out, grabbed him right away, ran and just like threw him into the tub. And he was going to the bathroom the whole way there.
Like a dog, I swear.
Can you believe that?
I still wet the bed.
No, you don't. No, he doesn't.
Cool.
Listeners, he doesn't.
Oh, I was supposed to say.
He's just making a joke.
Don't believe that. I was just joking.
Yeah, we got to hurry up.
You are a drummer.
Santa's in Australia.
What does that
may
mean?
Sound a little less jolly than wow. They have been told to stop saying ho, ho, ho and use ha, ha, ha instead. Why? Because...
Everyone's sensitive.
It's been banned because it might be offensive to women. Wow.
Good old Imus.
Yeah, no more Merry Christmas, too.
I know.
We don't want to say Merry Christmas on Christmas.
No, bah humbug to that.
It's insane. This year, okay, number 7 story. The love of publicity. Artist Damien Hirst is no stranger to controversy.
I know who that
he
is.
He unveiled a platinum cast of human skull encrusted with 8,601 diamonds. The artist bought the 18th century skull in England and maintains that all the gems were ethically sourced, no blood diamonds.
That's huge.
What is it? How is this an oddball story?
I don't know. He needs to get a life.
Who synonym is streetwalker. Okay, that's inappropriate. We're going to go to the next story.
None of these have really been that funny.
No, these aren't even...
That like, funny at all.
I know.
October, a Kansas City man
Thanks,
was arrested for a peculiar type of drug paraphernalia, a toad. Turns out that
Ribbit.
Smoking dried toad venom is an effective, albeit gnarly, way to get high. The venom, which is secreted by the Sonoran Desert toad when it gets angry or scared, contains a hallucinogen.
I remember kids in high school that used to lick toads and then climb the top of trees.
Nuh-uh.
And then hold on to the top of trees and like fall down and like they bend the trees down.
I used to do that without licking toads.
What?
Tree bending?
Yeah, you climb to the top of like a sapling or something and you kind of just...
Bend it down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you like ride
down.
It to the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like you're in like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
But I guess licking a toad, I mean, that would be a fun way of doing that too.
Get a job.
Psychedelic mom.
Okay.
Hippies.
Read a book.
Last story.
Hippie.
Oh, this is lame. Okay. Tops, if you guys all collected baseball cards, of course you did. You know, yep. Tops.
I liked Fleer.
They obtained Fleet, Don Russ.
Yeah.
They obtained 3 strands of George Washington's hair from a historical hair collector, and they attached them to Washington relic cards and inserted them into regular packs of baseball cards. And in September, one of them ended up on eBay. Bidding reached $8,300 before the item was pulled for violating site policies because it was incorrectly listed as a baseball card and not just founding father memorabilia.
Do you think these are
really
be
someone
the
that collects
worst stories of 2007?
Yeah,
these were like
lamest stories.
Come on, Caleb.
Stories.
I don't even think
CC.
I know.
Anyways. We're gonna
take a quick break.
Take a break.
And is this Desperation Band?
This is Desperation
Band. Yeah. So
have a listen.
Have a listen.
Whatever it can-
And that was Desperation Band, I know. And you are listening to The Q 99.7.
God loves it loud.
FM. God does love it loud. You are also listening to The Revolution 30 here on The Q.
Yep.
And we're having a great time. But first, I just want to shout out. As most of you know, we have a youth group called Revolution. We meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m., 580 Main Street here in Agawam at Bethany Assembly of God.
413-789-2930.
Great time.
Wow.
Music, friends, fellowship.
Mike Williams.
I know, Mike Williams.
And Mike Williams.
Yes.
And Pastor Caleb, who is working on a stellar sermon right now.
Yeah, I guess tonight, because we are recording on Wednesday, and just so you know, this is airing on Thursday, but we are recording this the day before.
And what next? We were not really on the moon, Jordan? What next?
Sorry, Debbie Downer.
Actually, if you look at the angles of some of the photographs, it could have been doctored in the studio.
What about the flag?
Nerd.
Yeah, so, and our website is revolutionyouthgroup.com.
.com.
Or myspace.com slash revolutiontruth.
We just get sued for saying that.
I know, right? And what else? Bethany's website, bethany-ag.org. What else we got?
Google.com.
No.
Yahoo.com.
It's the Q997.
Facebook.com.
Yep.
SnedAG.org.
This show is also a podcast. So go to iTunes and search the iTunes store for Revolution 30. No space 30. Revolution 30. No space.
I'm about to do that now. I don't even have it.
And yeah.
He's on the show, folks. And he's not even.
Subscribe. Subscribe.
I don't have the internet. That's why.
Subscribe.
Classy.
So.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. So, how about them Patriots, right?
I know.
Who would have thunk? And oh. How about them 49ers? What did they end the season? 4-12?
Who cares? I'm a loyal fan, okay?
Patriots.
Good for you.
First undefeated team since the 73 Dolphins.
72
Dolphins.
Yeah,
we're 14-0.
We'll see in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we guys aren't there.
Yeah, the 49ers made the playoffs, right?
We'll both be watching the Super Bowl, I guarantee you.
Banter!
Banter!
You need to chill out.
Colts, Cowboys.
Okay, cool.
No.
Yeah, right.
That will not happen.
It'll be Cowboys, Patriots.
I don't even like football, and that
Peyton Manning's a great actor. That's all I got to say.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Even though I'm not planning to be on the sidelines with my sweet headphones.
Him and Eli will be sitting on a couch with their dad.
I know.
Watching Brady throw for six
touchdowns.
Did I just
say Cowboys, Patriots?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense.
Dude, Favre
that can happen.
Versus Brady in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's what's going to happen.
I meant going to be Green Bay Patriots, just like 1997.
Class versus class.
And I might actually be rooting for Brett Favre because
he's a classy guy.
It's his last year, most
likely. He's a classy guy.
He already beat you guys before, though. So.
In 97. Yeah.
Just like that.
But he's a cool dude.
I'd rather the Patriots
Drew Bledsoe. He rolled down Drew Bledsoe.
Where's he at? Yo, Drew.
Tuna.
What happened?
Shout out to Drew.
Tom Brady's got your sneakers and your jersey.
Do you think I'm a better quarterback than Drew Bledsoe?
You probably are.
Okay.
Mike Williams is a sick football player, if you didn't know. So, yeah. We're going to talk about movies?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, we already talked about
Duke
I Am Legend.
Because Duke does not like it.
Dude, it's not that I didn't like it. I just thought it was kind of lame. Not going to lie. I thought I Am Legend was kind of lame.
Yeah. Haven't seen it. Can't talk about it.
Well, Jordan's a humongous fan of National Treasure 2.
Yes.
False. Totally false. Nicolas Cage is not my favorite actor.
He's bottom half.
I just think he's corny.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Kevin Costner.
I play the same character in all the movies.
We already talked about him a couple weeks ago.
Wait, hold on. Nicolas Cage versus Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon would win.
Yeah, Bacon rules.
Even Patrick Swayze would win.
Wow.
True. Really?
We talked about him a couple weeks ago, too.
She's like the wind. Right? Here's the 10 most anticipated movies of 2008.
Batman.
Cloverfield, that movie about J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Godzilla, whatever it's about.
Sweet.
Looks pretty sweet. Rambo.
Nice. Absolutely
not.
Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's two.
Iron Man looks really cool, not gonna lie. Speed Racer, if anyone's ever seen that.
Is that with Tom Cruise? Racer. Isn't that Tom Creed? Tom Cruise?
Nope, it's
Tom Creed.
It's the Wachowski brothers, the guys who did The Matrix.
Really?
It's what's his name? The kid don't know.
Wachowski brothers who should have stopped with the first Matrix.
Yeah, pretty much. The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
Yeah, I do want
to
see that.
Which is going
to
be awesome.
Really? Yeah. I do want
to
see that.
Oh, to be Prince Caspian. That wasn't planned. That brother connection.
I know. It just happened.
Sex and the City movie. That's lame.
Lame.
who's going to watch that? That's just weird when you make from TV shows. That whole swap. Yeah,
like Isn't it weird when you have narrating throughout your whole entire show?
WALL-E, the new movie from Pixar. Where? Wanted. I don't know what that is. With Angelina Jolie.
Who cares?
Don't want to see it.
And The Dark Knight. Batman movie.
I am Batman.
Said. Yeah. It's going to be sweet.
It's Batman, period. Yep. Batman.
Period.
Who's the best?
Batman. Exclamation point.
For real.
All right. Well,
that was a quick little movie banter.
Yeah.
Like banter. 2 seconds.
Banter.
Banter.
All right, we're going to take another quick break and listen to a band called Future of Forestry, and the song's called Open Wide.
Future of Forestry with Open Wide, and you're listening to The Revolution 30. I'm Mike Williams.
You got such a soothing radio voice.
Maybe a little sultry, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe.
This is how I talk all the time. That's what makes it more.
It's funny. Quiet. I always make fun of him because then he picks up the phone and he goes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Same way.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep. All right, well,
you're the closest thing I'm going to ever feel to Barry White.
Or cool. Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
I strive to be like Denzel and some, like, he has a cool walk that I...
Does he?
Yeah.
Never noticed.
Okay.
He's a good man.
Well, okay. We're still trying to keep in the show brief.
I know.
So,
we've already passed
actually,
it.
Actually, I know. We have failed.
It's cool.
Sam's looking at us through the glass right now, and we're just saying he's just waving a crisp $10 bill at us.
He said that he bet us $10 that we couldn't keep the show within 30 minutes.
He was right.
But we probably picked really long songs. That's what did it, right?
Yeah.
I think we all love the sound of our own voices.
Probably not our banter.
Especially Mike.
Banter!
I can't hear my voice. Can you hear me?
All right, let's...
Sure.
Oh. Let's bring it home here and crack the word. Like we do, and on the theme of brevity, let's go look at Psalm 90:12, and this is the NLT, New Living Translation. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Simply put.
Very simple.
Simply put, it's just, we need to, here we are in 2008, and the funny thing is, we just had our New Year's all-nighter. We had, like, I don't know, 170 kids.
I think it was 1,000.
Yeah, on Wednesday night.
It seemed like 1,000. It was awesome.
People were there.
I'm still tired.
We had the countdown. We put like the ball drop on the screen. Koi was playing, and they stopped and after their song like 45 seconds before midnight, and we just watched the ball drop. And I'm watching like all these people count down. It was the most intense countdown I've ever been a part of.
We're all jumping around.
And right, and like there I was in the midst of all this fun, and in my mind I'm like, I can't believe it's already 2008. I'm like, this is insane. And then I forgot about it and like started screaming.
Because the alarm went off.
Brick in the wall.
And the alarm went off.
Like, and then a second after the fire alarm went off because we had smoke machines in the room. But anyways, I mean, in that time I was like, for that split second, I just thought to myself how short like 2007 really, really seemed. And like each year, you know, as you get older, it just seems to be getting shorter and shorter, and you get more responsibility laid upon you, and the days just seem to like collapse on you and just get shorter. And you know, I think David, who wrote this psalm, says, he's saying, you know, teach us this brevity. Teach us, you know, life is so short. And we need to realize that and take advantage of that time.
It really, especially this time of year, puts in perspective of like what really is important in life. And I think that's why, you know, as you get older, days seemingly become shorter, because it's like you actually see what you need to accomplish and what you need to do. And it's like, especially now at the start of a new year, it's like, what are my goals? What do I need to accomplish in this year? And it's like, it's really 365 days is really not that long in the span of a life. And
yeah,
I know.
It's crazy.
Just so we're going to challenge you guys just to not be trapped in the petty things of life.
Really? Yeah. It's true.
Strive for greatness and be joyous.
Yeah, be all you can be. Let's see how many cliches
don't
you can
sweat
pull out.
The small stuff.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff, guys.
No, but on the real, we do waste our time a lot, and
that's why we don't want to really waste this episode. That's why we're making
it short.
Yeah, we're
trying to keep this episode brief.
We're being very brevacious.
That's not a word.
Yeah.
Like how many of us, I mean, actually like yesterday, New Year's Day, I was super wiped out from the all-nighter, and I just sat around all day and like watched TV, and whatever, that's okay every once in a while, like just sit around and do nothing. But at the end of the day, I did feel kind of unfulfilled, like I'd wasted 8 hours of my day watching TV, just like lounging and then sleeping a little bit and lounging more. And I'm like, whatever, you know, it's like I said, it's cool to do every once in a while, but if that's like your daily routine, you know, I don't think you're making God happy. You're wasting your time, and we need to be good stewards of that. And instead of wasting time watching TV or online,
playing video games, Warcraft,
let's do something productive, you know, change something. I don't know. There's a million things you could do with your life, that, like it says, so that we may grow in wisdom. Read a book,
go out and get sweaty.
Revolution.
Go out and get sweaty. There you go.
I know.
Exercise or something.
I wish I was like that when I was younger. I was like that. I played kickball like every day. Forever. And then once I hit like 12, I just stopped.
You never played kickball again?
No.
We should play kickball.
Yeah. We should play kickball.
It's fun.
We should have played it yesterday.
Yeah, we should have.
I know. So, I mean, here we are. It's 2008. Look at your life. And I don't know if you set some resolutions. We talked about that last week. Just setting some attainable New Year's resolutions, whether it be one or three or eight. But make them attainable. And
be nice to someone.
Yeah. Give a hug. Not just to give a hug, but
random acts of kindness.
Me 3.0. Like
me 3.0.
B 3.0.
B 3.0. Come out with new versions of yourself.
Yep. Yes.
Always updating.
Duke is 3.
I'm up
0.
To Duke. Oh, I'm 3.0.
He's 3.0
now.
3.0?
Yep. Wait, so you skipped. Don't you go like 2.0?
No, I was 2.7894387 for a while. And then.
Because we all know updates are only good, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
False.
No.
Except for when you're AOL and you got them every week in the mail. Remember that?
What?
You never got those?
Yeah. Back in the day, they used to send you the CD-ROM.
All the time.
AOL 6.0 just released.
Faster.
Of course.
We're totally off topic.
But
yeah, that was it. It was just a short verse, a brief verse talking about the brevity of life. So not to like depress anyone, you know,
No. But
life is short and we need to take advantage of it. So
be inspired by it.
Yeah. Make that a goal of yours. And
do not dwell on the past. Don't dwell on the future.
Yep.
Day by day.
Yeah. Focus on today.
Day by day. By day.
Take advantage
by
of
DC
today.
Talk.
Okay.
Step
we said
step.
The same thing about 18 different ways.
All right. From Revolution 30's heart. To yours.
How about this? Let's do a countdown from 10 and watch the ball drop in this episode.
All right.
You ready? All right. Well, I guess we'll... We gotta go get ready for Youth Group tonight, right. So...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
See you later!
Revolution 30!
Okay, peace out.
Oh, that's it!
Goodbye.
And
my
wife.
My Williams.
Seriously, we're done.
Yeah, we're gonna be done.